Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 27th para, 27 juz was recited, as we had done some portion of Surah Wazariyat yesterday, and we had mentioned that the ulama has mentioned that the theme of the surah is that whatever actions a person does in this life, definitely he will see the reward of it, the recompense of it, either good or bad. Wa inna dina la waqi', the day of Qiyamah is a reality, and badla, recompense also is a reality. It is definitely going to take place. Those people who had taqwa and piety within themselves, Allah will give them a great enjoyment and wonderful life in the year after. And never mind the year after, even in this world, many times we find that the people of taqwa and piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them in different ways. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. The angels were coming to destroy Lut alayhi salam's people because of the evil action of homosexuality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rained stones upon them. Mustawwamatan 'inda rabbik. Their names were written on the stones. It was such an evil action. And then the whole city was taken and thrown upside down, because the action they were doing was an upside down action, the action of homosexuality. Allah Ta'ala completely destroyed them. They were in some way the Ruhani nasl, the Ruhani spiritual family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because Lut alayhi salam was his nephew. So Ibrahim alayhi salam regarded them as his family. The ummat is the spiritual children of their Nabi. So before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was given the news and information that they would be destroyed, so to, because he was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to give him glad tidings, the angels came down and they gave him glad tidings. He will give you a child and your progeny will continue, Ibrahim alayhi salam, you don't worry. And they will be pious people of taqwa and piety. So we are giving you this a child. He will be a Nabi of Allah. وَبَشَّرُوا بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. He will have great knowledge and he will be a great Nabi of Allah. And the progeny will continue. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fell at peace. And thereafter they explained that they were going to destroy the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And eventually they destroyed them. Look at Firaun. Finally he also was destroyed, even though he had such rulership over the world. But the final result of disobedience of Allah Ta'ala is destruction. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so what should a person do? Allah Ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth, and all of these are clear signs of Allah's qudrat. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. Everything we have made pairs. So the pair of dunya is akhirat. So whatever, the definitely the life of the year after is going to come now. And you, so what you must do to save yourself, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ever take any other gods and deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's an idol, or whether it's a woman, or whether it's your own nafs and your own desires also. Make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your object worthy of worship. And remember, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have only created human beings and insan, and jinnat and insan to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the object of coming in this world, to become a servant and a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi says, لِيَعْرِفُونَ. To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so through ibadah a person will recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will get closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why we have come in this world, not for our rosy and sustenance. Ma uridu minhum min rizqin. I do not want from them any rosy and sustenance. I don't want them to feed me. I am feeding the whole world, the whole everybody Allah ta'ala is feeding, and Allah has got full power and strength, and Allah ta'ala can do as he wants to, how he feeds the whole of mankind. So the object of life is not to earn your rosy and sustenance. You make that the object of your life. The object of your life should be the worship and servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Wattur. In here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the punishment, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِعَ. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a reality. And there won't be anyone able to remove it. If you want examples of it, Wattur, وَكِتَابٍ مَسْتُورٍ. Look at Mount Tur. When Musa alayhi salam's people were not prepared to accept, when they went there to see if Allah ta'ala speaks to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were showed disrespect, the Mount Tur was taken over them and they were punished. And Wal Bayt al Ma'mur, Kaaba Sharif also, we look at Quraysh, when they attacked Kaaba Sharif, how Allah, not Quraysh, Abraha and his people, and they were completely destroyed. Was Taqfil Marfu', look at the example of Lut alayhi salam and his people, the whole sky was taken up, and they were smashed and thrown down back. Wal Bahr al Mansur, look at the example of Fir'aun, he came with all of his armies, and they were taken in the ocean and flung and destroyed. All of these are clear examples and proofs to show that the azab of Allah Ta'ala, when it comes, there is nobody to repel the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person will be completely destroyed. So a person must build up his, bring the quality of taqwa within himself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you got taqwa, what and what bounties I will give it to you, you will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. You will be living in gardens. You will be living in enjoyment, drowning yourself in the enjoyment, sitting on thrones, which will be in lines with one another. You will get them married to the most beautiful woman of Jannat, and we will give them all kinds of fruits and meat which they will enjoy. They will be fighting and playing with one another with the glasses of wine, and there won't be any swearing there. There won't be any vulgar language. There won't be any sinful speech. It will just be enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala will create servants to be moving around and they will be coming and helping a person, and they will be sitting and talking amongst themselves in Jannat, and they will say, why, how come you, Allah Ta'ala has given these bounties? They say, remember in this world, we were living with our family members with fear. We always had this fear and this worry. What's going to happen to us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah? So because of the fear which was within us, today Allah has saved us from the big fear. And those people who live without fear in this world, now on the day of Qiyamah, they will have to go through that fear and through that worry. So this was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you continue admonishing and calling your people towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and warning them, because the azab of Allah ta'ala is a reality which will take place. It is mentioned that once that Umar radiallahu anhu was walking past somebody's house and he heard this ayat of the Quran, Wattur wa kitabim Wattur, inna azab rabbika lawaqi'. He said he stood on the wall, he took some support from the wall, and he was very shaken just at hearing this ayat. The Quran Sharif has such an effect on the hearts of people. Allah forgive us, our hearts are so dead that we don't even take effect from the Quran Sharif. He stood by the wall, and he says that for 1 month thereafter he was sick, and nobody actually knew the reason why Umar radiallahu anhu was sick. He wasn't well. And it actually was because of this ayat of the Quran Sharif which he had heard. It had such an effect on his heart. Similarly, another Sahabi who became a Sahabi was a kafir, a disbeliever. And he says he came to Makkah Mukarramah. And then he heard this ayat of the Quran Sharif. He said, I had so much of kufr and disbelief in me. But when I heard the ayat of the Quran Sharif, I thought the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is coming straight down upon me. Immediately I rushed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I said, I want to accept Iman straight away. And immediately he accepted Iman, he accepted Islam in the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Quran Sharif, what effect it has got. So when we're reading the Quran also, we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah give us the reality of the Quran. Let the Quran Sharif affect our hearts also. And when a person, the more we remove our gunas and sins, the more effect the Quran Sharif will have on our hearts. The next surah is Surah Al-Najm. In Surah Al-Najm, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that what I'm giving you is wahi and revelation. And there is no doubt regarding this revelation. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken on Mi'raj. لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. He saw many, many clear, great, great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power. And he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in his original form. There can't be any doubt in the mind of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam now that wahi and revelation is a reality. It cannot be any jinnat or any somebody else coming in the form of Jibreel alayhi salam giving that wahi and revelation. So there is no doubt in the seeing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah ta'ala is given this wahi and revelation. Very, very powerful. There is no doubt regarding the revelation. What you people are following, Asma'un sammaytumuha, some names which you have made up yourself, it's just from your own guman and thoughts. Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah has not sent down any proof for these things. Yattabi'una illa dhanna wa ma tahwa al-anfus. People are only following their conjectures and whatever their heart desires and the evil that they thought. Something is coming to their mind, they are following that there. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given hidayat from His side. If a person will follow that, then a person will be completely successful. Amlil insani ma tamanna. Or does insan have whatever he wants, whichever God he wants to choose, whatever he wants to follow, whichever lifestyle he wants to follow, he must follow that there. No, a person is destroying himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of the heavens and the earth. And to make sifarish also, to intercede on your behalf. No one has got the ability except those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives permission to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that when Allah ta'ala is the creator, He is the one who will give recompense in the year after. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. For man is whatever he has made an effort for. And he will see the effects of his efforts on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who will reward him. Allah is the one who will recompense him on the day of Qiyamah. So remember, and Allah's favors upon you are so great in this world. Allah is the one, He makes you laugh. And Allah is the one who makes you cry. Allah is the one who gives you life. And Allah is the one who gives you death. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one who has created male and female from one drop of sperm. And Allah Ta'ala has got the full power and ability to give you life again. Allah is the one who has made you poor, and Allah is the one who makes people rich. All of this is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who destroys nations, and Allah ta'ala is the being who keeps alive nations. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah. Qiyamah is a reality, and some people have got doubts regarding Qiyamah, that maybe Qiyamah won't take place. It doesn't make sense that the whole world will be destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nothing difficult for Allah ta'ala. Iqtarabati sa'atu. Qiyamah is very close. One shaqqa al-qamar, one clear sign you want to see of Qiyamah can take place. How the whole moon, which is such a huge body, Allah Ta'ala made it split. Nabi Kufar wanted to see a sign from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't believe. We want to see a miracle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read 2 rakats of salat and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moon split into two. They went actually on the one side of the mountain, on the other side of the mountain. The Kufar could clearly see how the moon was split. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the moon came back together. This is also one sign of Qiyamah. The Qiyamah is very close now. after the splitting of the moon. But Allah Ta'ala is showing us a sign that when Allah Ta'ala can split the moon, what difficulty is there for Allah Ta'ala to split this world? Easily Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala can split it, and then Qiyamah will take place. And if you don't believe in a big Qiyamah, there are small Qiyamahs which have taken place already in this world. The different nations in the past were disobedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Qiyamah took place for them already, a small Qiyamah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his people came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down rains upon the kuffar and disbelievers of that time, and they were completely destroyed. And the Muslims, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. Wa hamallahu ala dhati alwahi wa dusur. Allah ta'ala said, we carried him on that object which was made of boards and nails. Boards and nails that saved them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, you look at that boards and nails, how weak they are. They can't do anything at all. But if Allah's help and assistance is with that weak thing, Allah Ta'ala can help and assist a person. And these other people who had so much, and my houses and whatever will protect and save me, all of this was completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people of Ad, how powerful they were, but one wind came and completely destroyed them. And the Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and his people also, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, Fir'aun also came, all of these people were completely destroyed. They had the Qiyamah already in this world. One screen came, and these people also were destroyed. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We have sent down the Quran Sharif for you for dhikr, as a reminder. Is there any person to take the reminder, to take to heart what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned over and over in the Quran? Allah has given so many reminders. Will a person open his heart and take the reminder of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala seriously? This is one meaning of this ayat. Another meaning of this ayat is, we have made the Quran Sharif very easy to memorize. Is there anyone who will memorize the Quran Sharif? SubhanAllah, what a miracle of the Quran, the Taraweeh Salah we are reading, is a clear manifestation of the miracle of the Quran Kareem. And how the ayat of the Quran just come and flow from a person's mind. A person is reading 30 paras of the Quran Sharif. Any other book, in our own life, you know, we speak English or whatever language, which other books we know so off by heart, we can just read 2 pages, 3 pages. Sometimes you learn something, you forget it after 2-3 days. But the Quran, and it takes so long to learn also. But the Quran Sharif, how Allah makes it small boys, 10-year, 11-year-old children, and they're memorizing the whole Quran. 848 pages, sometimes you get 8-year-old Chinese Hafiz of Quran already. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who has made it easy for a person to memorize it. Is there anyone ready to memorize the Quran Sharif? The next surah is Surah Ar-Rahman. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that Allah is the most merciful. Build up your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And one very simple way to get the love of Allah Ta'ala is through His rahmat, His mercy. Think of the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah through His mercy has given many, many bounties. But the first bounty Allah Ta'ala mentions, Allam al-Quran. Before the physical bounties, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the spiritual bounty. Because more important than the physical bounties are the spiritual bounties. They will help a person for the akhirat. So Allah said, I have taught the Quran Sharif. What a book is in the surah before Allah made it easy for us. Allah said, I am the one who taught the Quran Sharif. And then Allah says, خلق الإنسان. Allah created human beings. علمه البيان. Allah Ta'ala taught him how to speak. What a ni'mat and bounty. If a person has to ponder how he speaks, the other creation of Allah Ta'ala cannot speak like how human beings can speak. Whatever is in the heart of a person, he wants to make it apparent. Allah Ta'ala has given him that ability. What a bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, the sun and the moon, the stars, and the skies and the earth, all of this Allah Ta'ala has created it. All the different plants, how Allah created human beings. The sun is rising, the sun is setting, and the oceans, all of these are the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are you people denying? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, why are you like this? That when you hear this ayat of the Quran Sharif, you never say anything. Look at the jinnat. When they heard this ayat of the Quran, they said, لَا يُشَيْءٍ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبْ. Oh Allah, none of these bounties of yours do we ever deny. We are not denying this. So when we read this ayat of the Quran, at least one time, if you, not in namaz, but out of salat, then this is also masnoon to recite. لَا يُشَيْءٍ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبْ. Oh Allah, none of your bounties and your favors we are denying. And all of these are your great, great bounties. These are the bounties of this world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, so 8 times, يَا أَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. This surah is called Urusul Quran, the bride of the Quran. Nabi Sallallahu said everything has got a bride, and the bride of the Quran is Surah Ar-Rahman, the beauty of the Quran Sharif. And how the يَا أَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ comes over and over. Which bounties of Allah Ta'ala are you people going to deny? What bounties Allah has given you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 7 verses regarding the fire of Jahannam and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says that this is also a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala. Somebody is warning you of some danger which is coming in front. So this is a favor he's doing to you. Somebody is telling you he's a policeman there, you must be careful. So now you drive over slowly, and you come out, you pass, now you got saved from getting a fine. So So now you phone him and thank him that he appreciate. So Allah is warning us about Jahannam. What is the punishment of Jahannam? How people will be taken. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. A sinner will be recognized by the signs on his body. A person of Iman, his signs will be wudu. His face will be full of brightness. His arms will be full of brightness. But the kuffar, the gunas and sins which they did, it will show on the faces. And for يُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاسِ وَالْأَقْدَامِ. They will be caught, taken hold of with their forelocks, their heads and their feet joined together. The backs will be broken. And a person like how you just take somebody and you fling him and you throw him into the fire of Jahannam. This is how they will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect and save us. And then Allah mentions about Jannat, two different levels of Jannat. The Muqarrabeen, the very close servants of Allah Ta'ala, they will get high levels of Jannat. So Allah mentions that first. And then after that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions other bounties which will be given to the people who are lower than them. They will also be given Jannat, but their bounties will be less than compared to the people of the Muqarrabeen, the very close servants of Allah Ta'ala, which in the next surah, again, Surah Waqi'ah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that there are three groups of people on the day of Qiyamah. As-sabiqun, as-sabiqun, those people who have gone ahead, they've gone far ahead, they are the Muqarrabun, very close ones to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the earlier times, there were many of them, the Jamaat, there were many in the time of the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the time of Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, wa qaleelun min al-akhirin. In the latter times, there will be a small amount of these people who are the close ones to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We are living in the latter times, so we must make dua that Allah make us min al-qaleel, among this small group of people who are the muqarrab, so close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions the bounties which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given over and over in the Quran Sharif. Allah mentions about this, the day of Qiyamah, khafidatul rafi'ah. It is the day when some people will be brought down. In this world they had so much of wealth and honor and position and prestige, but on the day will be brought down, disgraced and embarrassed. And rafi'ah is the day when many people who were down in this world, they had no status, no position, but they had iman, they had a'mal as-saliha, Allah will raise them. People will be shocked. In the dunya he had nothing at all, but today Allah has given him such high ranks, such high positions. So it's a day of disgrace and a day of embarrassment and a day of honor and respect for many, many people. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala thereafter mentions the bounties which Allah Ta'ala has kept for the people of the muqarrab, the close ones, and then the people of the right, they will get Jannah, and Allah has kept those wonderful drinks for them, and the state Allah has kept for them, and the fruits Allah has kept for them. لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة. It will never ever come to an end. They won't be stopped from getting any fruit. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. We have created the beautiful woman of Jannah for them in a most amazing way, and we have made them virgins also. They will be at one age, similar age to their husbands. They're similar age. They won't become old. You've got to fear. And my wife is in her age now. She'll be 120 years. How am I going to stay with her? She will stay at one age. And عُرُبًا, she will have the she will know the art of love making. She will be a professional in that. So what enjoyment a person will get instead of running after the filthy, dirty woman of this world, the immoral woman of this world. A person gets a bit thori derki lizzat, hamesha ki zillat. For a short while he gets a little bit of enjoyment, but forever and forever day after is disgrace. On the other hand, a person looks after his chastity, he protects himself from all haram, falling into immodesty, immorality. Some ulama have mentioned that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will deprive people of rewards in the year after because of using the reward in the things in this world. For example, a person who listens to music in this world will be deprived of listening to music in the year after. A person who wears silken clothing in this world, he'll be deprived of wearing silken clothing in the akhirah, even though he'll get Jannah. But Allah will deprive him unless he makes tawbah. You see many people who will be enjoying themselves with women in this world. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will create no desire for them in the year after for the woman. So they will be deprived of the enjoyment of the woman in the year after. So what a foolish person for a little bit of enjoyment, and he destroyed the everlasting enjoyment of the life of the year after. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala thereafter mentions Ashabu Shimal, the people of Jahannam, and what punishment they will get. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that all of these bounties Allah has created in the world for you to recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah created you. What a great bounty it is. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created your food, the plantations which you are coming out in the ground. Who made it? It is only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The water which you are drinking, who is the one who sent it down? If you wanted to, we could have made it better. Why don't you make shukr and thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? How many of us, after drinking water, we read a dua, Alhamdulillah? And it's actually a longer dua. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي سَقَانِي عَزْبًا فُرَاتًا بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. All praises to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala was given as a sweet water, and it easily goes down our throat, and Allah has made it salty and bitter because of our gunas and our sins. Subhanallah, we should thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the water. What a great bounty it is. The fire which you are making your food, is a great bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ. We have made it a means of nasihat and advice for people, and as a means of utilizing. You must use it also. But fire, first thing, you must take advantage and lesson from it. that if this is the fire of dunya, what is the fire of akhirat? I can't bear the fire of this world, how am I going to bear the fire of the akhirat? So this fire and all of these things that we are means of and tazkira, nasihat and advice for a person, so he takes benefit from there. The last surah is Surah Hadid. In Surah Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the usools and principles, how will a person get sultanate, how will he get Islamic government. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the one who gives izzat, Allah is the one who gives honor in this world. Those who will become khinafillah, they will sacrifice their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aminu billah. They will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul, how they're supposed to believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them kingdom. And the other condition is, وَأَنْفِقُوا. They must spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is asking, why are you not spending? Allah got the control of the heavens and earth. You spend, Allah will give you. When Islam is down and not dominant and a person spends, the reward is far greater than when Islam becomes dominant in the world. They will both get rewards, but if you spend in the earlier times, then a person will get much greater reward. And when you are given the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reward you in the dunya also, Allah will give you. For you, Allah will increase for you your wealth. And Allah will give you an abundance. And on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be saved from the darkness. Sadaqah and charity is a means of light. And now we've got this load shedding that should be an example, a light example for us to take lessons that how does light go off in the world. Now a person is left in darkness. We must remind ourselves of the light of the darkness of the qabr, the darkness of the day of Qiyamah. And if I prepared light, those people have got generators in the house. As soon as the lights go off, the light come on. So if I've made my generator of good amal, good actions, I've made my generator of sending money in the path of Allah Ta'ala, my generator is strong now. On the day of Qiyamah, I will come. I will have my light. I will be able to see everything nicely. The other people will be in darkness, but I'll be living a happy life like nothing happened at all. So this, we should spend on this year, spend money in the path of Allah. Salat and namaz is a nur, a light for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, hasn't the time come now for you people to change your lives, for your hearts to come down? Allah has given you the Quran Sharif. Don't be like the people of the past, who their hearts after a long time became hard, a long time passed, and they remained as the fasiqs and the evildoers. Allah has given the Quran Kareem, and the Quran Kareem is supposed to give you life after death. And when a person will not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will get many sicknesses. The sickness of hypocrisy will come into a person, and the dunya will affect a person. And now he will be affected by the things of the dunya. La'ib wala, the play and the pastime and the amusement and the beauties of this world. And having pride over the things of the dunya, I got so much of money, I got so much of businesses, and a person trying to increase his wealth all the time, trying to increase his children. This is the object of life. Eventually it becomes, when a person hasn't got akhirat as the object of his life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Run towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards Jannah. This is the place which Allah has prepared for the people of Iman. Run towards this year, prepare for the life of the year after, and do not fall for the enjoyments of this worldly life and the deception of this worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.